You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
It is Friday, the 17th of March. It's St. Patrick's Day, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Auxen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, I just literally, not just in the modern sense, but in the actual sense of literally just walked in the door. I'm still kind of catching my breath and getting ready to go, but we're going to have an hour of fun for you. No idea what's coming, but you'll be glad you did. Stick around. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now.
The plan is finally playing out. You
Well, that'll get you going. That's Dr. Child from Five Alarm Funk. It's Friday. It's 10 after 12. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's the last day of Fun Drive. Well, officially, Fun Drive ended on the air yesterday. But we got a big party going on tonight at the fabulous Polish Hall, which is at 2015 Fraser Street. And if you want to know a little secret, if you're on a north-south street like Fraser and you want to know what the cross avenue is, you take the number, like the first two digits of the number, 40, 4015, right? So you take the 40 and you subtract 16 from it, which gives you what? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? 24, right? So Polish Community Center is at 24th and Fraser. Try it out. It works, really. It's a big deal party going on, and we got performances by all kinds of folks, including Clarence, a Bare Naked Ladies cover band called Kingfisher Blues, featuring members of Tim the Mute, Heart Beach, Kim Gray, and the Plodes, Missy D and Lady Jams, Swim Team, and Ashley Shadow, plus lots of CITR DJs, lots and lots of fun food and drink to enjoy, and plus we're going to have a silent auction. All kinds of great prizes are going to be available for you to bid on to help raise money for CITR's 2017 Fun Drive, Shape Your Media, and this is our opportunity to raise some bucks to help improve our training programs and stuff. Our goal this year is $40,000. So far, we're close, but we're not there. It's $26,422.27. The phone lines have now been shut down as far as calling in to pledge, but you can still donate by going to CITR.ca and hit the button that says donate now. So please help us out. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I know what we'll do. We're going to do this. A couple of weeks ago, we met a great, brilliant musician, Kim from Mittens, and they have a new album out called Challenger Vinyl, blue and white colored vinyl. It's gorgeous. It's fun to listen to. Really, really, really clever, inventive compositions, and it just so happens that Kim's mom had a birthday recently. I think it was last week, March 7th, it looks like, from the email she sent me. She's in hospital right now. And Kim actually wrote a song for her mom called Prussian Ellipses. And as a special treat for Kim's mom, we're going to play it for her right now. Happy birthday, Kim's mom. Happy birthday, Kim's mom. Okay, as I said, we got this party going on at the Polish Community Center at 24th and May and Fraser. Sorry, 24th and Fraser tonight. And one of the groups performing will be Ashley Shadow. So we're going to hear what she sounds like right here.
On Friday, March 17th, come out to the Polish Community Center to join CITR and Discorder in celebrating our community's generosity and hard work with the Fun Drive finale.
Featuring one-off, never-heard-before performances by Tim the Mute, Hick, Puzzlehead, Ashley Shadow, Swim Team, and Missy D and Lady Jams.
Can't make it out? The night will be live broadcast at 101.9 FM and at CITR.ca. And for the first time ever, it will be streaming live on video.
There will also be a very special publication featuring poetry and visual art from the performers, free with entry.
Tickets are $10 in advance and $12 at the door, with all proceeds going towards CITR's fund drive.
I'm a grown woman and that's what's up. Open Media International is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization working towards informed, citizen-driven internet policy. Open Media believes in keeping the internet uncensored, open, innovative, secure, and providing universal access to fast and affordable networks. If you would like Open Media to keep campaigning for citizens and internet policy, you can donate to them at openmedia.org or openmedia.ca. You can also find them on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Google+.
Hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Oh, man, I'm pooped. I've been kind of burning at both ends this week. As you may know, and if you don't, I'm telling you now, I am involved again with Western Gold Theater. We're doing Shakespeare's Twelfth Night at the PAL Theater in Coal Harbor on Cordero Street, right there, George and Cordero, across from the White Spot. We got one, two, three, four shows left. Yeah, one tonight at 7:30, tomorrow night at 7:30, and two matinees Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock. Western Gold Theater is Vancouver's seniors theater company. I'm the young fellow in the group. But lots of great veteran stage and screen performers, some of whom you recognize, maybe not necessarily by name, but you've seen their faces, folks. And We're playing. I'm up there with folks that I used to see at the Playhouse when I was in high school. It's great fun. It's Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. It's the classic romantic comedy about a girl who disguises as a boy and goes off to woo a nobleman who is also in love with someone else, and so he sends her, who he thinks is him, off to tell her how much he loves her, but then she sees her who she thinks is him, and she falls in love with him, and oh god, it's nuts. Don't even try to follow it, just watch. It's lots of fun. The great Bernard Cuffling and myself are playing the clowns. We're playing, well, not officially the clown, there's a character called Clown, but we're really the clowns. We're hilarious. Sir Toby and Sir Andrew. So come and see us. It's at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday matinees. It's 12th night at the PAL Theater, and you can go to westerngoldtheater.org to find out more all about that. We're going to play now a tune from someone, one of our first guests, back when we were in the old building. So that's almost 3 years ago. Lindsay Kupser, who is studying at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. She's since graduated and now come back to Vancouver, and you can see her performing around town. This is from a release that she did when she came in to see us. It's called It's My Turn. I don't wanna try. That's Frankie on CITR 101.9 FM. The Pipeline Project is on right now at the Gateway Theater, and it closes this weekend. Final performance is tomorrow. This is one of those shows that you don't want to miss. It is it's powerful, it's interesting, it's entertaining, it's thought-provoking, it's all that stuff. It's a co-production by It's a Zoo Productions and Savage Society. It's at the Gateway Theater in Richmond in Studio B. It's about the people that are involved in issues like petroleum extraction and transportation and that kind of thing, and how everybody's got their own point of view on it and thinks that they're right and that they're on the right side. And but actually, it's a lot more complicated than that. And this play really kind of gives you an opportunity to see all the sides in an issue and hopefully spark some conversation. It's let's see here. What's the best way to describe this here? You get to a certain point and then you go, I got nothing else to say. Let's see here. It's co-produced by It's a Zoo and Savage Society. It's an vibrant personal account of the ongoing political battle over pipelines, peak oil, First Nations lands claims, and climate change, all explored with humor and empathy in a timely meta-theatrical event. Every night, they would invite a different speaker to respond to the piece and then participate in a facilitated conversation with the audience. So the play itself is really interesting, and then the talkback stuff is pretty entertaining. Yeah, it's interesting. It's entertaining. It's great. So the cast is Sebastian Archibald, Kevin Loring, and Kalima Sparrow. And directed by Chelsea Haberlin. Speakers tonight, Amy Wolf. Tomorrow afternoon, it's James Hogan. And then Caleb Bain is going to be speaking tomorrow night for the last three productions. All really interesting people with a lot to say. And it might be a little controversial, you know. Tell you what, if you are anti-pipelines and pro-land claims and very strongly on one side, and you have a friend who's pro-big oil it's got to be taken out of the ground, and we all drive cars, we all need the oil, so let's get it out. You got someone who's got that point of view. Bring them to this show, because you'll both of you will learn something. Both of you will have your points of view validated, and it might spark some conversation there as well. So, yeah, bring someone that you disagree with on the pipeline issue and take them to see the Pipeline Project. On right now at the Gateway. Go to itsazoo.org for more information. You can also get tickets at the Gateway Theater website. Pole Festival is coming up again. It's the fourth annual 10-minute play festival.
Well, your total is $28.50. How would you like to pay for that, Matthew? May I use student card, please? Sure, that is great.
Are you done? Can I go on now? Thank you. The fourth annual Pole Festival is happening next week. That's the 10-minute play festival at the Little Mountain Gallery at 26th and Main Street. It starts on Wednesday, March 24th, and goes until Saturday the 25th. No, I said 24th, didn't I? It's Wednesday, March 22nd, until Saturday, March 25th, Little Mountain Gallery, 26th and Main. Pole Festival is Vancouver's 10-minute play festival. All brand new original works written by local writers performed by local actors. It's a great opportunity to see some new creative works and support some up-and-coming artists. The shows include Imagination Tax by Kevin Hatch, The Woman, the Armchair, and a Carton of Eggs by Pippa Mackey, The Rosary by Matt Gordon, Girl on the Moon by Kira Barnes, Gemini by Millie Mumford, and Malfa Karam by Dale McDonald. All these plays will be seen each night. They're only about 10 minutes long, and there's lots of other entertainment going on around it. Curtain is at 7:30. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $15, and there is no pre-sale. So just show up, get in line, and buy your tickets at the door. They're $15 each. The Vancouver Pole Festival going on next week at Little Mountain Gallery in sunny Mount Pleasant.
Across this scorched plain, my
Sunday night at the Cambrian Hall at 17th and Main, Opera Pro Cantanti is doing another gala concert event. On the 26th of February, they celebrated their 10th anniversary with a concert of arias and group numbers from all the different operas that they have performed over the last 10 years. This time around, they're going to do it a little more relaxed structure. It's called Our Favorites, Our Favorite Opera Arias and Duets, and it's going to be pieces that are selected by the individual members of the group. The final lineup hasn't actually been settled yet, so you don't know what you're going to get, but it'll be great opera performances by some of Vancouver's best opera performers. It happens at the Cambrian Hall at 17th and Main. It's on Sunday night. That's the 19th of March at 7 o'clock. It's $18 to get in, $12 for seniors and students, and the doors open at 6:30. And that'll be a lot of fun.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
20 seconds. Okay. Okay. Here we go. The first word, courage. If I've got courage.
You're strong. No, you're,
I'm going off to war.
Brave, brave.
Yes, ding. The next word, I'm not old. I'm
new.
Yes, yes. So brave, new.
Brave, new.
I've got zits. I've got
spots. Pimples. Dot.
Yes. And then the last one, I'm not going out to the ocean. No, next. Keep going. I'm not going to the ocean.
Net,
I'm going to the.
.ca.
CA. Yes. Brave New Playwrights. It's a theater festival. Bravenew.ca.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Yeah. In case you're wondering about what that whole Brave New Playwrights thing was all about, Brave New Playwrights is a festival of new work by local writers. We got the Pole Festival going up next week, but Brave New Playwrights is a UBC-sponsored event, and there are 25 short plays that will be performed on Granville Island at Studio 1398, 10 full productions and 15 staged readings, all written by UBC creative writing students and performed and presented by talent from in and around the Vancouver theater community. I participated in it about, when was that? It was the summer that Rebecca Black was singing Fridays. What year was that? Anyway, that's all I remember of that year. Let's see. It happens from the 19th to the 26th, so that starts on Sunday with staged readings, and it goes, let's see here. Now, the dates are a little awkward because it says Saturday, March 19th, and we all know that Saturday is March 18th. But so let's say it starts on Saturday, and go to bravenewplaywrights.ca and find out more information about it. But that's a fun event, and lots of great new stuff, things you don't expect, and some really creative work. So check out Brave New Playwrights. Okay, now it's time for the call board. Vancouver Dave Radio's feature on auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Okay, we're going to start off with one more time a call for puppeteers for the BC Schizophrenic Society puppet show, What Are Friends For? It happens in April, May, and June, and they're looking for two male and two female puppeteers plus someone to participate as the narrator. If you want more information about that, go to bcss.org or email puppets@bcss.org. Camp Shakespeare, Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance Musical Theater Summer Program for singers, dancers, actors, and other performers from the ages of 9 to 19. It takes place two groups. The first one's in July, the second one's in August. And that is the auditions for that are happening in later on this month. If you want to know more about that, you go to theimpresario.ca. theimpresario.ca, or you can telephone the Jewish Community Center at 604-257-5111. United Players of Vancouver doing Pierre de Marvieux's The Game of Love and Chance, directed by Brian Parkinson. The auditions are happening this weekend. This is a second call. So if you have already auditioned for it, don't bother trying. But if you were thinking about doing it and put it off, here's your second chance. You can book an audition for The Game of Love and Chance by calling Andre at 604-224-8007. The Greater Vancouver Professional Theatre Alliance, GVPTA, is having their unified general auditions coming up very soon, March 21st. And that is at the Post at 750 Hamilton Street. And for more information, go to gvpta.ca. Here's a couple of fringe shows looking for auditions. The first one is called Obit, an Alone Together production written and directed by Kathy Colas and Simon Roberts. And that audition for that is next week, March 26th and 29th. And looking for three females and three males in a brand new one-act play that puts a dark comedic spin on death. And the other fringe show that is calling auditions right now is Her Name Was Mary, written and directed by Ty Amy Grauman. And that audition is on the 26th of March at Progress Lab, 1422 William Street in the Industrial District between Commercial and Clark Drives. And Vagabond Players, New Westminster, doing the classic Charlie's Aunt. And that's directed by Dale Kelly. That'll be happening in June, and the auditions are in April. For more information on that, go to vagabondplayers.ca. All right, I think we got time for one more song here. Let's see. Let's play these guys.
Hey, it's a little sing-along song. Are y'all warmed up? You ready to sing along, folks? All right, you can do it if you want.
Dick and Jane were on a date. Dickie said, it's getting late. How's about a little kiss? Well, Jane grabbed her ankle, said, how about this? Won't you smack my bottom?
Smack my bottom.
Won't you smack my bottom?
Smack my bottom.
Won't you smack my bottom? Till my tiny little honey glows.
Last year at the Easter feast, Lulu met the parish priest. She said, Father, don't be coy. You can dress me up like an altar boy. And then you smack my bottom.
Smack my bottom.
You can smack my bottom.
All in last year's crash. So now for $20 cash, you can smack his bottom.
Smack his bottom.
You can smack his bottom.
Smack his bottom.
You can smack his bottom
till his tiny little hand glows.
All right.
Always looking for a fight. The only thing he really liked were those frat boy games on hazing night. He said, smack my bottom.
Smack my bottom.
He said, smack my bottom.
Smack my bottom.
He said, smack my bottom till my tiny little hattie glows.
If you enjoyed our little song, maybe you'd like to sing along. If you're feeling in the mood, just grab that hot tramp next to you and say, smack my bottom.
All right, we got through another one. That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Don't forget, Fun Drive is still going on. You can go to CITR.ca and click on the donate button to enjoy your opportunity to give us some money and maybe get some of the great incentive prizes that are included along there. And then head out to the Polish Community Center at 24th and Main, 24th and Fraser. Stop saying Main, it's Fraser Street. 24th and Fraser tonight for the big CITR Fun Drive finale. That'll be a hootin', tootin', rootin', tootin' good time. There you go. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. If you want more details on the audition notices on Callboard, you can find them at Vancouver Actors Guide at .com or Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca. Stick around. Fresh Slice is up next, followed by Radio Zero at 2, and then Napkin Boy with Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
you're good for nothing, boy.